With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Father Andrew Greeley, a Roman Catholic priest from Chicago, is out with his fourth novel, Lord of the Dance. It follows his other blockbusters, The Cardinal Sins, Thy Brother's Wife, and Ascent into Hell, in which priests are pictured with all their human frailties. Greeley is a sociologist by training. His first book was nonfiction, The Church in the Suburbs, in 1959.
The first book, I think, that sort of got notice was The Making of the Popes, which was published in 1979. It was about the papal elections in 1978. The New York Times praised that. I guess when the New York Times praises one of your books, then you officially become noticed as a writer.
Father Greeley felt, however, it would take a novel to capture all the romance, adventure, and emotional content of a papal election.
The Cardinal Sins, in part, was an attempt to tell the story of the conclave, the election of the two popes, from a more dramatic and more emotional point of view than in nonfiction.
Greeley sees nothing wrong in a fictional approach to religion.
I decided on the basis of the sociology of religion we've been doing that storytelling was perhaps the best way to teach religion. In fact, most of human history was the only way religion was taught. Stories around the campfire, stories parents told their children. Jesus was a storyteller. The best parts of the Jewish scriptures, Joseph, David, Moses, are all stories. And so it seemed to me that the novel today was what the stained glass window was in the Middle Ages. It was the most effective way of telling stories to people.
But eyebrows have been raised by some of Father Greeley's sex scenes.
A priest, like all members of the human race, has an imagination. Writing isn't experiential. Good storytelling isn't. You don't write about your experiences. You write about the things you imagine. You write about your fantasies. And priests have fantasies. That may shock some people, but, you know, if we are members of the human race, we have fantasies.
Father Andrew Greeley of Chicago, his novel Lord of the Dance, is the third book in what he calls his Passover trilogy. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Father Andrew Greeley is a Catholic priest who is not afraid of making his peers angry. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Greeley is the author of a series of bestsellers, The Cardinal Sins, Thy Brother's Wife, Ascent into Hell, and now Lord of the Dance. He concedes some of his colleagues are unhappy with the often unflattering images of priests in his novels.
I suppose they don't like it, but then the New Testament doesn't glamorize the first priests and bishops. Huh? It presents the apostles with all their frailties and weaknesses. Peter, a braggart, a loudmouth. James and John, ambitious and violent. Thomas, a doubter. Matthew, a crooked politician. The 11 of them running away when the chips were down.
In Greeley's book, Thy Brother's Wife, there was an especially unpleasant portrait of a cardinal, one with similarities to the late Cardinal Cody of Chicago.
It is interesting that facts should somehow imitate fiction, that 6 months after a book was published, 5 months after it had been on the bestseller list, there would actually be a scandal in Chicago. But in fact, anybody that read the book and read the newspaper scandals would see that they were totally different things. There's some folks in Chicago that hadn't read the book who thought the book was part of a plot to get Cardinal Cody because they knew I didn't like the Cardinal. But it wasn't.
Father Greeley says rectory living is too noisy and too distracting, so he works out of a condo in downtown Chicago where he writes his novels.
The first phase is the much more difficult one of getting the idea. As in Lord of the Dance, the idea of someone coming back from the dead. Danny Farrell, who's been missing for 18 years and is in a prison camp, presumed dead. The hardest part of novel writing is to get that, get the theme you can summarize in a sentence or two. Then I live with the characters and the story, and they ferment in my brain. And finally, one day, I know what's going to happen, and I sit down at the word processor and, working sometimes 16, 18 hours a day, bang out the first draft.
Father Andrew Greeley, author of Lord of the Dance, published by Warner Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.